part two of Slotsummer, Dan, Neil and Sean. Going to focus a little bit more on Liverpool's main opponents that we believe will be their main opponents for the title this year, Manchester City and Arsenal. But firstly, we're recording this on the day of the fixtures being released. So some initial reaction and initial thoughts. I'm sure you've probably done this before, Neil, on a show or two already. But in the spirit of this one, we know Liverpool's, Arsenal's first five, United away, Leeds at home, Liverpool away, Forest at home, City away, City's are Wolves away, Spurs at home, Brighton away, United at home, and Arsenal away. If all three teams now were offered 1-4, drawn 1 at the end of those five games, do you think they'd all take it?
They would, but they can't all have it, can they? The very maths of it rules that out and makes it impossible. It's I feel as though Arsenal have had hard lines again, I'll be honest. And I think that, obviously, their supporters are taking that in good grace. But, you know, I do feel as though they've ended up being a little bit stronger at the start. The flip side of that is that when you have a little look through, we've played every other Champions League team who qualified by virtue of league position by game 11. And we played three of the four away. So that is, for me, you know, that's a significant challenge in terms of hitting the ground running. We spoke on the previous show about his plans, and the manager has got them back a week earlier than Arsenal for pre-season training, and I think that's significant in this world. They'll also have had the Community Shield fixture, which I think you can, you know, you can put too much stock in a variety of different ways, but it's a good emotional pre-season game by virtue of that. What I mean is, you know, you've got feeling like you're going to Wembley because you are, feeling as though there's a genuine prize to be won at the end of it because there is, and feeling as though it's a game that's on television that the world's watching because it sort of is. So all of that, I think, is no bad thing for them in terms of hitting the ground, running in so far as you can be.
Would you rather have had City or Chelsea early?
Earlier than currently.
In the first five.
Yeah. So I don't know the answer to that yet, and I don't think we will do until we've watched the first five. And it's a really mad thing. You know, normally that's a straightforward thing, but I think there's every chance those clubs are both in a position where they only give the players 2 or 3 weeks off, and those players come back and they're more ready than the teams that they're going to be coming up against.